afternoon. I'm George Matthews, your host for Victoria Arts. My extra special guest today is Executive Director of Theatre Victoria, Michael Teer. Good afternoon, Michael.
Well, good afternoon.
And is it Colonel Mustard or Professor Plum? Is it a candlestick or
yeah.
is it...
In the library.
In the library or is it the kitchen? No, they don't have a kitchen. Go ahead. Tell me what's happening. You have a show opening.
We do, and I'll give you a clue.
Oh!
Oh, sorry. I should not do that to the listeners. So we are producing the wonderful mystery Clue. Now this version, there are many, many different clues out there. There's a musical after Clue. There's so many. But this version of Clue is based on the 1985 movie.
Okay.
Yes. So it had so many wonderful actors. It had Tim Curry playing Wadsworth. It had Madeline Kahn. It had Richard Mull. So many people. And just of that era, just stars of that era that were just hilariously funny. And I love it. I love that movie growing up. So.
But that's not where we got the original idea from for Clue. Of the candlestick and the rope and the knife and the...
No, we were just looking it up. And yes, 1949 is what we just saw. 1949, the original game of Clue was introduced to the world over in England.
We now have this wonderful show... I guess it must have been because of Agatha Christie, because she did so many murder mysteries with bunches and bunches of, I guess, 10 Little Indians is the first one.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
And mm-hmm. that's, yes.
Mousetrap, all the good ones. I know.
So now we've established the genre that it is. But so you have to have lots of people. You have to have a Colonel Mustard. And
we do, and a Mrs. Peacock, and an Yvette, which is the maid, and we do have a cook that gets killed, and we have Mr. Green, Professor Plum, Mrs. White, and Miss Scarlet, and Wadsworth, and yes, it is. We are having such a blast. You know, this play, it sort of mixes farce with melodrama in a little bit, because there's so many wonderful setups and one-liners and just, you know, I don't want to give anything away, but I mean, you know, when one of the characters dies, they die for about 5 minutes, you know, so, you know, we get a little bit of all the genres that make up comedy, and you put all that together with some really good actors, which we have on stage at the Welder Center for this show again, of course, and it's going to make for a great, great night.
And you know all the characters. If you've ever played the board game, if you've seen the movie or any of the iterations of this show.
That's right. That's
so
right.
So we need to know now first, when is the show open and what's...
So the show is opening on Thursday, April 25th. It actually plays for that weekend. So it'll be the 25th through the 28th. And those are 7:30 start times, except for the one Sunday, which is an afternoon, and that will be at 2 p.m.
Now, this show, do we always get the same murderer? Get the same? Because the theater does something else during the year, a murder mystery.
That's right. That's a separate event. Yep, we do have a murder mystery event.
But that one, you don't know who's going to be.
No, that one you don't know. And this version of Clue, it's kind of funny. If you know the movie, then you know. So you got to go watch you got to go back in time and watch the movie. But there are so many versions of Clue when they produce them on stage that you have different endings. So the actors have to be prepared for different endings of the show. This one does have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different endings, I believe. But, and you see all 8 of them. That's the fun part about it. You see all 8 of them in such a wonderful way. And then the last ending is supposed to be the real ending. And it's really, it's like I said, it is, there's some such good one-liners in this movie, into the play, and our actors, we have a lot of new actors on stage, which I'm so excited about to grow our family. So. Just, you can't miss it.
So
George.
If I want to be Inspector Clouseau, or I want to be Columbo, or I want to be bring my date and it's Macmillan and wife. If I want to do any of those,
that's right.
People who figure these wonderful shows out, I guess what I can do is show up and sit in the audience and
get some tickets and come see the show. You are right.
So how do I get tickets?
So a couple of ways. You can go to the box office at the Welder Center, 214 North Main Street. They are open Tuesday through Friday, 12:30 to 5:30. And you can also call them, 570-TKTS. That's 361-570-8587. You can also go online, theatervictoria.org, and you can get your tickets there. Make sure if you go online, though, that you do go through our website because, you know, not to be a negative, but there are some scammers out there. And
it's nice to know that Theater Victoria is getting bigger and bigger and it's being noticed. Well, I guess it's not nice to know. A rite of passage, I'm sure.
I suppose. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. But yes. I make sure you go through. Don't just take the first Facebook link you find.
Okay, one more time, the dates and the place.
So our dates are April 25th through the 28th. And that is at downtown at the Welder Center, 7:30 start times, except for Sunday, which is a closing. And that will be a 2 p.m. show.
Just the thing for April.
It is. I think it's going to be fun in April. Yeah, it's a good time for a mystery. You never know what the weather is. We're always in a mystery in Texas in April.
Okay.
Right? I love it.
Thank you so much, Michael.
Thanks, George.